Another way of prospering in the kingdom in financial famine is what I call calling in my harvest. When you give your tithes and offerings, then you are sowing seed. And like any time you sow natural seed, there is a time for the harvesting of the crops or the fruit. So too, when you plant or you give your tithes and offerings, then you are sowing seed, and you also have a time. You need to harvest the fruit of your sowing. If you've been sowing, you have harvest out there, and it is time that you call in the harvest of all your financial sowing. Sowing and reaping is not only a natural law, but it is also a spiritual law. Galatians 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. 2 Corinthians 9:5. That is why I thought it necessary to urge these brethren to go to you before I do and make arrangements in advance for this bountiful promised gift of yours, so that you may be ready, and not as an extortion wrung out of you, but as a generous, willing gift. Remember this: he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly, and he who sows generously that blessings may come to someone will also reap generously and with blessings. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. As it is written, he, the benevolent person, scatters abroad. He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Thus you will be enriched in all things, and in every way, so that you can be generous, and your generosity, as it is administered by us, will bring forth thanksgiving to God. Sowing and reaping is the kingdom way of getting your needs met. In the world system, you have to work, toil, for everything that you get. In the kingdom, there is no toil for your provision, for that is under the curse. The kingdom way is sowing seeds of finances, or whatever the Lord would have you give, which could be clothes, a house, a car, food, or whatever, and then you can, and you should, and you must expect harvest. I mean, there are no farmers who plant seeds and do all that hard work, and for no purpose. Your seeds are sown to produce harvest, so that your needs are met in this earth. You can't sow a seed in the kingdom of God and not get a harvest. Let me say that again. You can't sow a seed in the kingdom of God and not get a harvest. It's an impossibility. God's laws of seed time and harvest work every time. There is not only a responsibility to sow, but also the responsibility to harvest. Many Christians have sown and have harvested little. And I am praying, after you listen to this audio, if you have not harvested from your sowing, then you will get started today with a clear picture of how to do it. Proverbs 10:4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in barns is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. A farmer never goes on vacation or goes to bed when it's time to harvest his crops, and that's the same with you and me. We have harvests that need to be reaped, and we need to aggressively go after our harvests with our faith. A minister I know and consider his words from the Lord accurate has spoken that God's heart is grieved for Christians not reaping their harvests. The Lord said that his people are deceived in their thinking. They are waiting on God to bring the harvest to them and are disillusioned and aggravated with God. How much more can I give? He has said that we are waiting on him and thinking reaping is automatic, and that once we put the money in, it's all up to him, and we can just sit back and relax and think it's all going to come on us. But the Lord has said that is ignorance and confusion. The Lord said, I challenge you to hear the word of the Lord and make up your mind. I am not just a good giver. I am a good reaper. I am going to get real good and real proficient at reaping. I want to talk to you about your responsibility that you have in reaping your own harvest. You can't sleep through the harvest or allow the harvest to stand in the field any longer. Mark 4:26. And he said, So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Notice in this scripture that it was the man casting the seed into the ground. We are like farmers in that we sow financial seed into the soil of the kingdom of heaven. God, then, is the one that gives the increase. He increases the fruit. But then we are the ones who do the reaping. It is the man that puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. It would be ridiculous for a farmer to go to all the effort and time to till the ground, sow the seed, cultivate it, fertilize it, water it, keep the weeds out, and then when the harvest has come, he says, well, we're going on vacation. In other words, we are going to sleep through the harvest. There are many of us who are sleeping through our harvest when we got harvests out there. If you just let a natural harvest go, it will rot. A supernatural spiritual harvest is out there waiting on us to harvest, and it won't rot, but it is waiting on us, and the kingdom of God needs for us to reap our harvest. Proverbs 6:6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in a summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Even the ant knows what to do. Even the ant knows that it needs to go out there and gather and bring back that harvest. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The man does the sowing, and the man does the reaping. We are the harvesters of the seed that we sow. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So we must see that we are the reapers. We need to go out into the field and bring in the harvest. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to plant, and a time to harvest. Now is the time you and I accept our responsibility as the harvester of our own harvest. If you take responsibility to harvest, then say this, I receive my responsibility to be a harvester. We are taking the responsibility to not only sow the seed, but to also harvest the seed that's out there waiting on us. The Lord will be working with us to show us where to harvest, when to harvest, and what you'll harvest. You will be able to identify the harvest. As a matter of fact, when you see those things coming into your household, you'll say, "That's my harvest, that's my harvest." You need to begin to train yourself that when you see harvest coming in, you say, "That's my harvest, that's my harvest." And you become not only sowing-minded, but you become harvesting-minded as well. That's so important that we not only are sowing-minded, but we are harvesting-minded. The work of the kingdom depends on us harvesting from our sowing. God wants us to be good sowers, but He wants us to be good harvesters as well. So how do we reap our harvest? You need to harvest your financial harvest the same way you reap your healing, and that is by faith. So number one, in order to reap your harvest, you are going to have to do it by faith. Isaiah 45 verse 15 is going to tell us exactly how to reap that harvest. We are going to call it in. Isaiah 41:15. Behold, look, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. The Lord said, I will make thee a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. The Hebrew translation of the word teeth in this scripture is mouths. The Lord is saying, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument with mouths. You will reap your harvest with your mouth. You have the sword of the Spirit in your mouth, that when you wield the sword of the Spirit, you are going into fields and you are going to reap that harvest. Mouths harvest whatever they speak. The Lord has given you a new sharp harvesting instrument called a mouth. You reap your harvest with words of faith. Open your mouth and call that harvest in. Say right now, harvest, you come to me now in Jesus' name. I command the harvest of money or whatever is needed that has been sown into the fields to come to me now in Jesus' name. Then act on your faith and see that harvest coming to you now. See yourself out there in that harvest field, and you are bringing in the harvest of money or whatever is needed. The Bible tells us in Matthew 13:39 that angels are reapers, so you should send those reaping angels out there to reap your harvest. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Psalms 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. So you send the reaping angels forth out there into the harvest field to bring in the harvest that belongs to you. Angels hearken when they hear you calling in your harvest, and they go to work together what you have declared. According to Isaiah 41:15, God has given you the threshing instrument whereby you are able to harvest, and you harvest with the words of your mouth. The Word of God is alive and full of power and sharper than any two-edged sword. When your words of faith go forth out of your mouth, they go out into the fields, and they are the great combines that are bringing in your harvest. Go get your harvest. Go get your harvest. Go get it in faith. Go get it by believing God and receiving that harvest from the Lord. Give the Lord praise and thanks for your harvest. Father, I praise you. I honor you. I thank you right now for the harvest that is out there that belongs to me. I magnify and honor you, Lord. I receive my harvest. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. I call in my harvest now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now speak to your harvest. Harvest, you come to me now in Jesus' name. Harvest, you come to me now in Jesus' name. It's harvest time. It's harvest time for me. Get over to me now. You belong in my hands, and so you get over here to me now. The Bible tells us there is joy in harvest, so get joyful about your harvest coming to you now. You are harvesting with your words of faith. You are harvesting with your mouth, and you are receiving from the Lord everything that belongs to you in Him.